ஸ்ரீகுருப்போ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குருச்சரணாரவிந்தாப்யாம் நமஹ. ஜிஜ்ஞாசாதிகரணம் அதாதோ ப்ரஹ்ம ஜிஜ்ஞாசா. ஜன்மாத்யதிகரணம் ஜன்மாத்யஸ்ய யதஹ. சாஸ்திரயோனித்வாதிகரணம் சாஸ்திரயோனித்வாத். சமன்வயாதிகரணம் தத்து சமன்வயாத். ஈக்ஷத்யதிகரணம் ஈக்ஷதேனா சப்தம் கௌணச்சேன்னாத்மசப்தாத் தன்னிஷ்டஸ்ய மோக்ஷோபதேசாத் கேயத்வ அவசனாச்ச ஸ்வாப்யாயாத் கதிசாமான்யாத் ஸ்ருதத்வாச்ச. ஆனந்தமயாதிகரணம் ஆனந்தமயா அப்யாசாத் விகாரசப்தான்னாதி சேன்ன பிராச்சுர்யாத் தத்தேது வ்யபதேசாத் மாத்ராவர்ணிகமேவ ச கீயதே ந இதர அனுபபத்தேஹ. வேதவ்யபதேசாச்ச காமாச்சன அனுமானாபேக்ஷா அஸ்மின்ன ச தத்யோகம் சாஸ்தி. அந்தரதிகரணம் அந்தஸ்தர்மோபதேசாத் வேதவ்யவதேசாச்சான்யா. ஆகாஷாதிகரணம் ஆகாஷஸ்தல்லிங்காத் பிராணாதிகரணம் அதயேவ பிராணஹ. ஜோதிஷ்சரணாதிகரணம் ஜோதிஷ்சரணாபிதானாத் சந்தோபிதானாத்னேதி சேத் ந ததா சேதோர்ப்பணநிகதாத் தத்தாஹி தர்ஷனம். பூதாதி பாத வெபதேசோபபத்தேச்சேவம் உபதேசபேதாத் நேதி சேன் ந உபயஸ்மின்னபி அவிரோதாத். பிரதர்தனாதிகரணம் பிராணஸ்தானுகமாத் ந வக்துஹு ஆத்மோபதேசதிதி இது சேத் அத்யாத்ம சம்பந்த பூமாஹ்யஸ்மின் சாஸ்திர திருஷ்டியா து உபதேசோ வாமதேவவத். ஜீவ முக்கிய பிராணலிங்கான்னேதி சேத் ந உபாசா த்ரைவித்யாம் தாஸ்ரிதத்வாதிஹ தத்யோகாத். சர்வத்ர பிரசித்தியதிகரணம் சர்வத்ர பிரசித்தோபதேசாத். So we did the general analysis of this adhikaranam yesterday. Sarvatra prasiddhyadhikaranam. Here Vedavyasa analyzes manomayadi visishtam is Brahman alone. The mantra begins with Brahman. It comes under the third chapter of Chandogya Upanishad, 14th section, second mantra. Manomayaha prana shariro bharupaha satya sankalpaha ஆகாஷாத்மா சர்வகர்மா சர்வகாமா சர்வகந்தா சர்வரசா சர்வமிதம் அப்யத்தோ வாக்கியநாதரா. This is the mantra. And here Vyasacharya says, when we have a doubt, generally look at the previous mantra. So first we will take the first mantra of this section 3.14.1 of Chandogya, and that mantra is what? Sarvam kalvidam brahma tajjalaniti shanta upasita athakalu krutumayaha purushaha yatha kraturasmin loke purusho bhavati tatha itaha pretya bhavati sakratum kurvita. All this is Brahman. Everything comes from Brahman only. Everything goes back to Brahman, and everything is sustained by Brahman. This is what this mantra communicates. Therefore, one should quietly meditate on Brahman. Each one has a mind of one's own. They can meditate. So what a person wills in his present life, he becomes when he leaves this world. And one should bear this in mind and meditate accordingly. That is what the mantra tries to communicate to us. So now we'll summarize the mantra briefly, and it is the most important mantra. Idam sarvam brahma khalu. Sarvam kalvidam brahma is idam sarvam brahma khalu. the whole creation is Brahmaiva, is Brahman only. Why? The Upanishad gives the logic. Tajjalan, very, very, very strange word. Tajjalan is the description of the world. Actually, I spent a lot of time in Chandogya, Chandogya lectures with this particular word. The world is given by a beautiful title, Tajjalan. And Acharya says it is a compound word, of course, consisting of three words. What are the three words? Tajjam, Tallam, Tadanam. Tajjam, Tallam, Tadanam. Looks like some Bharatanatyam dance. So all these three words, they are all descriptions of the world. Tajjam. Tajjam means tat. Tat refers to Brahma. Tasmat Brahmanaha jatam. Tajjam. Tajjam is tasmat Brahmanaha jatam. That which is born out of Brahman. Jatam. So Brahma janyam. Brahmanaha srishtihi. So created by Brahman. And tallam. Tallam means tasmin brahmani liyate iti tallam. World is that which is, that resolves into Brahman. Liyate, brahmani layaha. Then tadanam, tena brahmana aniti, jivati. Aniti means jivati, tishtati iti tadanam. So root an. So root an to breathe. Aniti, anitaha, ananti. Anishi, anitaha, anita. And surviving or breathing means existence. So Brahmana eva jagataha stitihi bhavati. So Brahman is srishti, stiti, laya karanam of the world. That is what is established just by this word. Hence the world is given the title Tajjalan. Tajjalan is Brahma karyam. Brahman is karanam. The world is Brahma karyam, the effect of the Brahman's creation. So Tajjalan should be taken as adjective to Sarvam. Since everything is Tajjalan, Brahma karyam, Tasmat Sarvam Brahmaiva Brahma karyatvat. Because everything cannot be different. The karyam cannot be different from karana. Every ornament is gold because it is gold karyam. Gold is the karanam and ornament is gold karyam, effect. So yet yet karyam tad tadatpakam. Whatever born of anything is of that nature. So Brahma karya jagat, Brahma rupam is also Brahma rupam only the jagat. So jagat Brahma rupam Brahma karyatvat. Mridrupam gatavat, as the pot is the mridrupam, clay rupam only. Therefore, sarvam kalu idam brahma. So we also have in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, brahmarpanam, brahmavayi, brahmagno, brahmanakrutam and all that. And we have also seen in the Upanishad, brahmaiva tadamritam, purastat, brahma paschate, all those mantras. Everything is Brahman only. Sarvam kalu idam brahma. Iti, therefore, since everything is Brahman, shantaha. Why do you get annoyed? Who asked? Acharya asks whom? The Purupakshi. Remember in Brajagovindam, Acharya very nicely said, Tvayimayi chanyatraiko vishnuhum, yartham vyartham kupyasi maya sahishnuhum, bhava samachitta sarvatratvam, vanchasya chiradyati vishnutvam. Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Govindam, Bhaja Mudamate. Acharya asks, in you, in me, everywhere, only Vishnu is there. Whom are you getting angry with? Bhava Samachittaha. May you be Shantaha Bhava. That is what is said here. Shantaha San Upasita. May you do Upasana of Brahman, which is Sarvatmakam. How? Shantaha San Yegagradaya upasita, with one pointed focus, chitta samadena, samadanena, with a tranquil mind, do upasana, ragadvesha rahitahasan upasita, without any raga, without any dvesha, do upasana. May you practice such a upasana. Thereafter, verse the Upanishad says, atha kalum kratumayaha purushaha. A person is made up of what he repeatedly meditates on. In English, we say, as a man thinks, so he becomes. Not only mentally, but also physically. Swamiji tells this example. If a person teaches dance, for example, and practices dance all the time, and after some time, even his walking, regular walking, will be like a lady's walking. Therefore, Purusha is said to be Kratumayaha, Dhyanamayaha, Dhyana Vikara Bhutaha, whatever he meditates on. He is a product of his own meditation. So meditation does not mean you sit and meditate in a corner. Meditation means whatever be the constant preoccupation of the mind, whatever one is thinking of all the time. So in the commentary, Acharya, he quotes Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita 8th chapter, Yam vapi smaran bhavam tyajatyante kalevaram tam tame vaidikaunteyam sada tadbhava bhavitaha. Not only he becomes the object of meditation in this life, but also he becomes completely transformed as per his thoughts in the next life also. As a person thinks that he becomes after death. Jadaprada's story is exactly like that. He was thinking of the deer all the time to be one of the deer. Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu mam anusmara. That's what Krishna says. Mam anusmara. Meditate, think of me all the time. Yudhyacha. Mayarpita manobuddhihi mame veshyasi asamshayam. There is no doubt in this at all. You think of me, you become me. Mameva yeshyasi. Therefore, the Upanishad says, Kritumayaha purushaha yatha kalum asmin loke purushaha bhavati. As one thinks in this life, tatha ita pretya bhavati. That this he becomes that after death. Pretya. And then the Upanishad concludes the first mantra, Kratum Kurvita. Therefore, may everyone practice appropriate meditation. May one monitor mental life, which is more important than monitoring the physical life. Then the Upanishad advises, may a person monitor the mental life. Because generally, we don't monitor our mental biography because the world and society do not know that. Mental biography is more important than physical biography because what happens is everybody can see every one of our sense organs. They can see our eyes, the nose, the ears and everything, but they cannot see the mind. Because yatha purushaha bhavati tatha ita pretya bhavati tasmat saha kratum kurvita. Kratum means dhyanam. Kurvita, may you do dhyanam, upasana. So in the first sutra, Vyasacharya argues that Upanishad says, Sarvam Kalu Idam Brahma, Tajjalan Shanta Upasita. And it is very clear because of that, Brahman is the Upasya Vastu, is the object of meditation. And therefore, what is the conclusion? Manomayadi Visishta Upasyam Brahmaiva Natu Jivaha. That was the Purupakshi's argument. Manomayadi Vastu Upasana, that refers to what? Only Brahma and not to Jiva. And here again, we have to understand an important but incidental point. We do discuss Brahman or Ishvara in the Shastras. And we should see the context of discussion. Sometimes Brahman is discussed as Upasyam Brahma, the object of Upasana. Some other times as Nyayam Brahma, as the very knowledge itself. So when we discuss Upasyam Brahma as the object of meditation, it is what angle? It is Vyavaharika Drishti. And when we discuss Nyayam Brahma, it is Paramarthika Drishti. So many people are confused about Advaita because they are not able to understand this Veda between Upasyam Brahman and Nyayam Brahman. That's the problem. The Vyavaharika Drishti and Paramarthika Drishti. Many charges are made against Advaita by Visishta Advaitins, Dvaitins, Sankhyas, Yoga, all other philosophers. All of them make charges just because of this reason that Advaitin has two drishtis, Vyavaharika Drishti and Paramarthika Drishti. When Vyavaharika Drishti comes, Advaitin vehemently argues that Brahman is different from Jiva. When Upasya Brahman is analyzed, we are in Dvaitam. The Upasaka is Jivaha, Upasyam is Brahma, which is Ishvara, and this Jiva and Ishvara, the Vyavaharika Drishtya, Bhinnaha. They are different. We strongly argue this is talking about Ishvara only and not Jiva here. Then we clearly accept Jiva Ishvara Beda. We say Jiva is different, Ishvara is different from the Vyavaharika angle. And the same Advaitin, he argues equally vehemently, they are non-different also, and they are one and the same. Which are the two? Ishvara, Brahman, and Jivaha. Every Mahavakyam reveals that. Tattvamasi, Aham Brahmasmi, Prajnanam Brahma, everything. And only by that knowledge, you get liberation. That means Advaitin talks equally vehemently of Aikyam also. Jiva Ishvara Aikyam. And also Beda. So Abeda and Beda. Therefore, many people think Advaitin is not sure. Or he's like a chameleon. To change colors and talk to as it suits him. Now our answer is, Upasana Prakarane, we will talk of Beda. At the time of Upasana, we will talk about Vedam only. And Jnana Prakarane, at the time of Jnanam, we talk of Abheda. This is Advaitin's dictum, his norm. Then the question comes, why should Veda be established at all in Brahma Sutra? After all, Brahma Sutra is what Grantha? It's a Moksha Grantha. And we want Aikya Jnanam only. We don't want any at all. Upasana Prakaranam and established Veda. So why we want to do that at all? Our answer is, Brahma Sutra does not only wants to give liberation, but also has to refute all other systems of philosophies also. Why? Because Brahma Sutra is a Jnaya Grantha. We already told it's a Jnaya Grantha, Jnaya Prasthanam. Smriti Prasthanam, Bhagavad Gita, Shruti Prasthanam, Upanishad, Jnaya Prasthanam is Brahma Sutra. So if you don't bother about other philosophies, then our answer is, don't come to Brahma Sutra at all. Study the Shankara Bhashyam of all the Upanishads, enough for Advaita. If you are interested in equally refuting other systems of philosophies and understand them, you should study Brahma Sutra. And one of the challenging philosophies at that time, Vyasa's time, is what? Sankhya philosophy. And the Sankhya philosopher did not accept Vyavaharika Ishvara. And he was an atheist. And he was a Nirishwaravadi. He says there was no Ishvara. That is why this is called Nirishwara Sankhya, he is called. Since Sankhya was the primary opponent of Brahma Sutra, he is like the Prathama Mallaha. I told you the Prathama Mallaha, right? The world champion wrestler. So the challenger. So why Sankhya is primary? That we are going to discuss it in the second pada of this chapter. But at the moment, it's adequately, we know that he is a challenger. Thus, Brahma Sutra, Vyasacharya equally wants to establish Vyavaharika Ishvara also, who is different from Vyavaharika Jivaha and Vyavaharika Jagat. So Paramarthika Drishtya, Jiva Ishvara Jagat Bedaha Nasti. There is no difference between Jiva, Jagat and Ishvara from Paramarthika Drishtya. Gaudapadacharya, in his Mandukya Karika, we saw that during our Mandukya discussions. Na nirodo, na chodpatti, na baddo, na chadasadakaha. Na mumukshur, na vai muktaha, ityesha paramarthata. Upashanta jagat jiva sishya acharya ishwara brahmam. Tadasiti gira alakshyam paripurna mahamahaha. He says in the Gaudapada Skarika, jiva jagat ishwara brahmam. It's a brahma. From what level he should be talking? Jiva is confusion, Jagat is confusion, Ishvara is confusion. It's divine confusion. Sishya Acharya Ishvara Brahmam. Therefore, in this Prakaranam, we should remember Vyasacharya wants to establish Vyavaharika Upasyam Brahma and he is going to prove that. And this Upasyam Brahma is different from Upasaka Jivaha. And this Manomaya Bharupa Prana Sharira that deals with that Upasyam Brahma only. Upasyam Brahma, the Brahma upon Upasana. This is the essence of the first sutra. for which Vyasacharya relies upon the first mantra of the third chapter, 14th section of Chandogya Upanishad. This is the general analysis of this mantra. Now we will come to the word analysis. This consists, sutra consists of two words. One is sarvatra. Sarvatra means everywhere, in all Vedantic passages, that is in all Upanishads. Prasiddham, prasiddham means well known. Upadeshat, because of the teaching. It is prasiddham because of the teaching. And we have to supply two words, manomayatvadi visishta upasyam brahma. Manomayatvadi visishta upasyam, one word, brahma another word. What is the meaning now? The object of meditation, endowed with properties of manomaya, manomayatvadi visishta upasyam means the object of meditation, endowed with properties of manomaya, it's a pranamaya and all that, mentioned in Chandogya Upanishad, third chapter, 14th section, second mantra, is the controversial topic under discussion. So the controversial topic is what? Brahma. Sagunam Brahma or Ishvara. In Brahma Sutra, instead of the word Ishvara, we generally use the word Brahma. Only in the context we should know whether it is Nirgunam Brahma or Sagunam Brahma. Sagunam Brahma, Ishvara. This I already mentioned earlier. So here, Ishvara is replaced by the word Brahman to teach us Ishvara and Brahman are non-different. I already told, Brahman with the garment of Maya is Ishvara. And without ungarmented Ishvara is Brahman. Therefore, the Brahma Sutra is, they will very loosely use the word Brahman. We should know from the context whether Brahman is Sagunam Brahma or Nirgunam Brahma. How do you understand here it is Ishvara? Upasana prakaranatvat. Because it is Upasana. Nirgunam Brahma, you cannot be doing Upasana. So the topic being Upasana, the topic should be Saguna Brahma only. And the next word is sarvatra. Sarvatra means everywhere. Sarvasu Upanishatsu, in all Upanishads. In fact, Smriti Granthas also, Manusmriti states, Brahman is Srishti Stiti Laya Karanam. Not only Smritis, Purana Granthas also say that. Therefore, sarvatra means sarvam shastreshu, shruti, smriti, purana, itihaseshu, in all of them, it is said. Then prasiddhopadeshat, prasiddaha plus upadeshat. Prasiddaha means well known. Sarvatra prasiddaha, well known in all the granthas. And what does Vyasacharya refer by this? Sarvatra prasiddham, jagat karanam brahma. Brahman which is well known everywhere as jagat karanam. Then the next word is upadeshat. Upadeshat means is mentioned. Uktatvat. Said, it is said. Prasiddhopadeshat means prasiddham jagat karanam brahma upadeshat. Brahman being mentioned. Where? Mentioned in Chandogya Upanishad, third chapter, 14th section, first mantra. So our controversy is in which mantra? In the second mantra. We should not forget that. Our controversy is in the second mantra of 14th section of Chandogya. But now we have seen this one from the 14th section, first mantra. And Vyasacharya goes to the first mantra now, and he argues that the first mantra, 14th section of Chandogya, talks about the prasiddham Brahman. And therefore, the second mantra cannot talk anything other than Brahman. That is the statement of Vyasacharya. Therefore, prasiddhasya jagat karana brahmanaha upadeshate prathama mantra. In the first mantra, because that has been said, that has been described, this is the hetu, the reason. So what is the conclusion? Therefore, the upasya vastu, the object of meditation in the second mantra of the 14th section of third chapter of Chandogya should be Brahman only. So prathama mantra brahmanaha upadeshate dvitiya mantrokta upasyam brahmaiva bhavitum arhati. How do you say that 3.14.1 talks about Brahma, the first mantra? Because sarvam kalu idam brahma tajjalan shanta upasita. It is evidently there. Sarvam kalu idam brahma is there. In fact, the word Brahma itself is used. Sarvam kalu idam brahma. So sarvatram brahma prasiddha upadeshat. That's the meaning. And the word sarvatra should not be connected with upadeshat. We should be careful. It is not sarvatra upadeshat. Sarvatra should be connected with prasiddha. So sarvatram prasiddhasya brahmanaha upadeshat. And upadeshat should be connected with prathama mantra. We supply that. We have to prathama mantra, we have to supply that. So sarvatra prasiddha brahmanaha prathama mantra upadeshat in the first mantra. Sutrartha, that is the one. That is artham. That is the meaning for the sutra. Okay. Now in the Bhashyam, Shankaracharya raises a question, which a Purvapakshi can raise in the form of Purvapakshi, Acharya raises. And he answers that also, this question also, by going to the first mantra and analyzing it. What is the first mantra again? Sarvam kalvidam brahmam, tajjala niti shanta upasitam, atha kalu kratumayaha purushaham, yata kraturasmin loke purusha purusho bhavati, tata yata pretya bhavati, sakratum kurvitam. Now the Purvapakshi says, in the first mantra, sarvam kalu idam brahma tajjalan is there. So the whole world, tajjalan is born out or sustained by resolve into brahma. That is a statement. Therefore, brahman is jagat karanam, is everything. And thereafter, there are two words, shantaha upasita. It is there, shantaha tajjalan iti, shanta upasita is there. There are two words, shantaha and upasita. So Purvapakshi now says, he takes up this, he Upanishad, then the Upanishad talks of Upasana and Dhyana, Shantaha, Upasana, Upasita, Shanta, Dhyana, he talks about Upasana, Upasita. And the next line is what? Athakalu kratumayaha purushaha yatam kratur asmin loke purusho bhavati, etc. is there. So the importance of Upasana is talked about there. And the first mantra ends with an advice. Sakratum kurvita. Therefore, one should do meditation. Now, Purvapakshi says, which we partially accept also, tajjalan iti shantaha. The definition of Brahman is given only to be connected with the word shantaha and should not be connected with upasita. The definition of Brahman should be connected with only shantaha. Not with upasita. Shantaha means quietly. Then upasita. The Purvapakshi argues, everything in Brahman is used only to connect the shanta padam and not with upasita padam. By connecting the shanta padam, the word shanta, benefit is what? Upanishad says, since everything is Brahman, why do you have raga dvesha at all? Shantaha. I already recited the mantra from Bhajya Govindam. Toya mayi chanti traiko vishnuhu vyartam kupyasi maya sahishnuhu vavasamachittaha sarvatratvam panchasya chirat yedi vishnutvam. Shankaracharya Bhajya Govindam, he said that. We already said this mantra. Toya mayi sarvatra eko vishnuhu. I didn't give the meaning at that time completely. So now I'll take the opposite to that. So toya mayi sarvatra eko vishnuhu. Vishnu only is there everywhere, in you, me, everywhere. Vyartam kupyasi my asakishnuho. Will you get angry with me and tolerate? And not tolerate with me. Therefore, bhavam samachittaha sarvatra. No ragadvesha. May you become sarvatra samachittaha, shantaha. When? Vanchasi achirad yeti vishnutvam. If you want to attain Vishnu padam, if your aim is moksha, follow this condition. So the passport for Vishnu padam is what? You should not have raga dvesha. Therefore, Upanishad says, if you want to practice upasana, shantaha or samachittaha bhava. Without giving up raga dvesha, you cannot practice upasana. Otherwise, if you close your eyes, you will get everything other than the Lord. And even if the Lord's form comes, then also you will be thinking of what? So many diamonds studded kiritam of the Lord. Look at the kavachams. Look at the sword he has. If not anything, you will be thinking of the jaragandi only. So all the artha, kama, raga, dvesha, vishyas only will come. So how to become Shantaha? The Upanishad says, Sarvam Kalu Idam Brahma. Everything is Brahma. And if you remember this fact, Tajjalan Sarvam, everything is Brahman, then you can become quiet. Or Shantaha, Samadarshinaha. Who says all this? Purupakshi. Tasmat, Pratamokta Brahma Vakyam, Natu Upasanartham, Parantu Shantyattam Yeva. It is not for Upasana purpose, it is for Shanti, to gain Shanti. So the first Brahma Vakyam in Chandogya Upanishad, 14th section, 3rd chapter, 1st mantra, is not meant for suggesting upasana. That's what we have been telling, right? But he said not for suggesting upasana, but only to have tranquility in the beginning. Shantaha Bhava. Therefore, Pratama Mantraha, Samavidhi Paraha, Natu Brahma Upasana Paraha. It emphasizes only Shanti. And having talked about tranquility, then the Upanishad says, may you practice meditation. Therefore, still the question remains, what is the object of meditation? Shantaha Upasita. May you practice meditation. What is the object of meditation? Brahman is not suggested as an object of meditation, but only for tranquility before meditation. Now, what is the object of meditation now? Manomayaha Pranashariraha Bharupaha. Therefore, we have to find out what is the object of meditation afresh, again. And don't take that Brahman here and introduce that as an object of meditation. Therefore, Prathama Mantrokta Brahmanaha Samavidhi Paratvate Brahma Upasyam Nabhavitum Arhati Iti Purva Pakshaha. This is the Purva Paksha. It is not, it cannot be, you cannot take that meaning as Brahman. For which the Siddhanti says, Siddhanti here Shankaracharya, he says, no doubt, the first mantra introduces Brahman for the sake of Shanti also. Correct. We agree. Samachittatvam. I don't question that. And the second mantra talks about Manomayadi Visishta Upasyam, some object of meditation. It doesn't name Jiva or Brahma. Some object of meditation you have. Now we have a problem. What should I meditate upon? As endowed with Manomayaha, Manomayadi Visishtaha, Pranasharira and all that. Now Shankaracharya argues, in the first mantra, at least Brahman is introduced for some purpose. Sarvam Kaluhitam Brahma. Like Shanti, Samachittatum and all those things also. But in the first mantra, Jiva is not at all talked about. There is no word of Jiva at all anywhere. How can you talk about Jiva of which no mention is made in the mantra? Since Brahman is mentioned in the first mantra, we will have to take Brahman alone as the object of meditation in the absence of mention of anything else like Jiva and all that. Therefore, what is Siddhanta now? Pratama mantre Brahmanaha uktatvate and the Pratama mantre Jivasya anuktatvate. Jiva is not said, Brahma is only said. Naiva bhavitum arhati. You cannot take anything else. It has to be Brahman only. Therefore, manomayadi visishtam upasyam brahmaiva. It's only Brahma only and not anything else. Now we'll go to the second sutra. Sutra 1.2.2. First chapter, second pada, second mantra. Vivikshita gunopapatyescha. So first general analysis. Here, why do we have the controversy? It is because the object of meditation is presented as Manomaya Pranashariraha and Bharupaha. Here, the word Bharupaha means that creates a problem actually. Because it says Bharupaha. Chaitanya Rupaha, it means Bharupaha means the self-effulgent Chaitanya Rupaha. And we already know Jiva is also Chaitanya Rupaha and Ishvara also is Chaitanya Rupaha. So we have the confusion whether it is Jivatma or Paramatma is the Upasya. And the confusion worsens when Manomaya and Pranamaya, mind and Prana etc. are also included. Because mind, Prana etc. are generally associated with Jivatma only. Jivatma is endowed with Prana, Manaha and all that. So we all Jivas, we are all only Pranis. We are all Pranis only and not Ishvara. And therefore it appears as though it is Jivatma. Big confusion. When such controversy is there, we read the very same Prakaranam further. And if some more descriptions are there, because now where are we? The Sandilya Vidya itself. I mentioned the Sandilya Vidya already. Whether there are any non-controversial descriptions on the object of meditation is there or not. Confusing statements are clarified with the help of other non-controversial statements. In the Mimamsa Shastra, this is one of the accepted procedures. In some places of the Upanishad, Jiva is used in the sense of Ishvara also. Jiva is used in the sense of Ishvara also. Jivati anena sarvam iti jivaha. Jivasya jivaha. The one by whom all jivas live is jivaha. In Mandukya Karika also, jivaha is said in the sense of Ishvara in a particular place. And also in Kaivalya Upanishad also, jiva comes in the sense of Ishvara. Then what do we do? Then look at the previous and the later mantra where there are no controversies and settle the controversial mantra. This is called Purva Apara Paramarshaha. Purva Apara Paramarshaha means this. When we read Sandilya Vidya further, we find in the next mantra itself, it says Manomayaha Prana Shariro Bharupaha Satya Sankalpaha Akashatma, Sarvakarma, Sarvakamaha, Sarvagandaha, Sarvarasaha, Sarvamidam Abhyatto Vakyanadaraha. Satya Sankalpaha means what? One who plans, one who programs well, never obstructed. Satya, Satyaha Sankalpaha, Yasyasaha Satya Sankalpaha. Now, is Jiva Satya Sankalpa or Ishvara Satya Sankalpa? We all know if we plan, let us say, 100 things, some things happen, many things don't. And what do we say? Man proposes, God disposes. Therefore, Satya Sankalpatvam Ishwarasya Bhavitum Arhati. It can be only for the Ishvara. And the object of meditation is described as Satya Sankalpa. So Satya Sankalpam is possible only in the case of Atma alone. And then the next description is what? Akasha Atma. One whose body is all-pervading like Akasha. Akashaha Iva. Atma Isesaha Akasha Atma. Sarvagata Atma. Asanga Atma. In Taittiriya Upanishad Sikshavali we have seen what? Akasha Shariram Brahma Satyatma Pranara Mammana Anandam Shanti Samruddham Amrutam Iti Prachina Yogyopa Aswam. Therefore, Akashatma refers to Jiva or Ishvara. Ishvara only. Then Sarva Kamaha, Sarva Gandaha, Sarva Rasaha, Sarva Karma, all belong to Brahman only. All desires, smell, taste, actions, almost like Vibhuti Yoga. 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. And this is said in the second mantra. And in the third mantra, 14th section, 3rd chapter, further description is also given. There it is said, Jyayan Prithivyaha, Jyayan Antarikshat. This object of meditation is bigger than the earth, Jyayan Prithivya. Jyayan, bigger than the sky, Antariksham, in between space. This is the third mantra of the 14th section, Chandogya. Yeshama Atmam Antar Hridaye Hridaye Aniyan Vriherwam Yavadvam Sarshapadvam Shama Shama Kadvam Shamakha Tandula Tanduladvam Yeshama Atmam Antar Hridaye Jyayan Prithivyam Jyayan Antariksha Jyayan Divo Jyayan Ebhyolo Kebhyaha. It is said, Manomayaha Pranashariraha Bharupaha is bigger than the earth, sky. These are further virtues of the third mantra. In the third mantras, the more virtues. And in the fourth mantra also, Sarva Karma, Sarva Kama, Sarva Gandha, Sarva Rasaha, Sarva Midam, Abhyato, Vakyanadara, Yeshama, Atma, Antar Hridayam, Yetad Brahmai, Tam, Yetad Brahmai, Tam, Itap Pretyam, Abhisambhavitam, Abhisambhavitasmitim, Yasyasya Tadham, Yasyasadattham, na vichikitsa sthiti kasmaha shandilyaha. This mantra is popular mantra. It says yetad brahma, this object of meditation, yetad brahma, which I have introduced as manomayaha pranashariraha and dvarupaha, yetat upasthyam vastu, this object of meditation, brahma only. The further gunas are also mentioned in the second, third and the fourth mantras. All the gunas. So, vivakshita gunaha, that is a sutra. That is, as said the sutra. So, they all fit into Brahman only. Ishwaraha alone and never to jiva. Therefore, vipakshita gunopapatyescha, that is the sutra. Because of the fitness of the virtues enumerated in the later portions, are Ishwara alone and not on jiva. Cha. Cha means the addition of the previous hetu. We'll describe actually the word analysis more on the term cha. So manomaya is controversial, but satya kama, satya sankalpa, and all those gunas, they are not controversial. So Ishwara evam upapadyate. This is the general analysis. Now we'll go to word for word analysis of the sutra. This contains two words, vivakshita gunopapattehe, that is one compound word, and cha. And we have to supply two words as usual, same in the previous sutra, namely manomayatvadi visishta upasya. The topic of discussion, the object of meditation, endowed with manomayatvam, etc., brahma. So that's the second word. So manomayatvadi visishta upasyam is one word, and brahma is another word. We will introduce both of them to complete the sutra. What is the reason? So vivakshita guna visishta upapattehe cha. Now let us take the word vivakshita gunopapattehe. Guna upapattehe. This is a compound word, as I said, consisting of three words. Vivikshita, guna, and upapattehe. Vivikshita means what? Revealed in the Upanishad. Uktam. In the same Sandilya Vidya. Sandilya Vidya where? Chapter 3, section 14, mantras 2 to 4. So, iti, three mantreshu, vivakshita, revealed in the three mantras. And the next word is guna. Guna means virtues, qualities, properties that are mentioned. What are the properties? Gunas are mentioned. Satya sankalpa, akasha atma, sarvakarma, all that. And finally, yetad brahma. All those things are all the gunas. We can go on adding other virtues as well. Then the next word is what? Upapattehe fits into. Upapattehe fits into. It is proper because of the fitness, etc. Therefore, if we join all of them, that is vivakshita gunopapattehe means, since the other non-controversial virtues mentioned in three mantras will fit into Ishwara alone and not jiva. Therefore, manomayatvadi refers to Ishwara alone. And the next word is cha. Cha indicates what? Because of this reason also. Samuchayarthe. Why should we add? Because already one reason is given in the previous sutra. Sarvatra prasiddhopadeshat. We have already seen that. So, sarvatra prasiddhopadeshat. Vivakshita guna upapattehe cha. And the present sutra adds one more reason. This is the word analysis of this sutra. Then Purvapakshi objects. He is not keeping quiet. He says, all these virtues I can fit into Jivatma also. What you are telling very unique about Ishwara. I can fit all of them in Jivatma also. He says, wherever sarva kama, sarva karma, sarva rasa, all those things come, I would say Jiva has got all karmas. Because he has taken many janmas. Many janmas he has taken. And therefore, cumulatively, in ananta koti janmas, he has got all the karmas. You can take that like that. Similarly, cumulatively, he has got all rasas, all tastes, all gandhas, all smell, everything. Join all of them together, cumulatively. And we say, okay, we can accept that. But what about akasha atma? If you want to take it that way, we are telling Purvapakshi, okay. But what about akasha atma? How will you fit that into a jiva? You cannot give any argument at all. How will you explain Satya Sankalpa and Akashatma? None can be as big as Akasha or Prithvi. Purvapakshi agrees. It can fit in with Ishvara only, these two, Akasha, Atma and Satya Sankalpa. But he says, Jiva one day can become Akasha, Atma and Satya Sankalpa and all. It is not, it is a non-zero probability. He will definitely, one day he can become Akasha, Atma, Satya Sankalpa. He can merge with Ishvara and he can be, and would be Ishvara, he will be would be Jiva. The would be Jiva would merge with Ishvara. So Siddhanti says, this is too much of a stretch. Don't try to fit something for the sake of fitting. Where is the need for Jiva mixing with Ishvara and then say Jiva becomes big and be compared to Akasha and all that? Why somehow try to fix the Jiva into Ishvara? Somehow we fit into Jiva and you say Jiva is Manomaya, Satya Sankalpa, etc. And future oneness with Brahman, etc. They are all still there, Jiva only. So what is the benefit of meditating upon Jiva? You cannot say the meditated Jiva will fulfill the wishes. He is going to be Satya Sankalpa only later. Therefore, the conclusion is Manomaya refers to Brahman only and not Jiva. And now we will go to the third sutra. Anupapattestu na shariraha. Anupapattestu na shariraha. In fact, this sutra is the reverse side of the previous sutra we can take. In the previous sutra, Vyasacharya said that the qualification could fit into Ishvara also. But here he says that these qualifications cannot fit into Jiva. There he said they fit into Ishvara. Here he says they cannot fit into Jiva. So by qualification, what do we mean? Sarva Kamatvam, Brahmanatvam, Satya Sankalpatvam, all that thing. Since none of them fit into Jiva, Jiva is not the object of meditation. Such qualities cannot apply to the individual. The argument in support of the sutra is that is continued from the previous sutra to this sutra. The preceding sutra has stated what? The qualities mentioned are possible for Brahman only. The present sutra declares that they are not possible in the Jiva or the embodied self, we can call it. Brahman only is endowed with the qualities of consisting of mind or Manomaya and so on, but not the embodied self. The qualities such as he whose purpose are true, whose self is the entire space, who is speechless, who is yato vacho nivartante, who cannot speechless means who is beyond speech, words and all that, who is not disturbed, who is greater than the earth, that cannot be all ascribed to the individual self. The term sharira or embody means dwelling in a body. The chaitanyam dwelling and residing in a body. If the opponent says the Lord who dwells in the body, we reply, yes, true, he dwells in the body. He does abide in the body, but not in the body alone. Because Shruti says, the Lord is greater than the earth, greater than the heavens, omnipresent, like the ether, space and all that, eternal. Anoraniyan, mahato mahiyan, Narayanakusa said. The individual should reside in the body only. The Jivaha is like a glowworm before the effulgence of Brahman, who is like a sun. The superior qualities described in the text, they are not at all possible for a Jiva. So the all-pervading is not the embodied self or the individual soul. The all-pervading is not the embodied self, as it is quite impossible to predicate omnipresence of the Jiva. It is impossible. And against fact and reason also, that one and the same individual could be in all the bodies at the same time. This is the general analysis. Now, there are four words in this sutra. Anupapattehe, since they cannot be fit into, they are not appropriate. We have to supply vivakshita guna anupapattehe. Anupapattehe is that the sutra. We should say vivakshita guna anupapattehe. Since the revealed property, vivakshita gunas, revealed properties not being justifiable because of the impossibility, the unreasonable nature or it's not inappropriate. Two means definitely also, but on the other hand, it is not. Shariraha, the embodied, the jiva or the individual soul, it is not embodied one. And we have to supply one more word, the same word as we did earlier, manomayatvadi visishtaha upasya. The object of meditation prescribed as manomaya and all that. It is not applicable here. All qualifications mentioned in the Sandilya Vidya fit in for Ishvara only. Now the Purvapakshi argues that there are certain other qualifications mentioned in Sandilya Vidya that you conveniently avoid because they cannot fit in for Ishvara. So he found something unique there. He says the third mantra that you quoted, he says, Jayan Prithivya, Jayan Antariksha, Jaya Divom, Jayan Ebhyo Lokebhyaha. That is the mantra you quoted. That the self within the heart is larger than the earth, heaven, the mid-region, the Antariksham, all the worlds and all that. Ebhyo Lokebhyaha. They fit into Ishvara only. All these things fit only for Ishvara. But read the third mantra again. And there you find, who does this? Purvapakshi does to Siddhanti. Read the third mantra again. And there you find Vrihehe, Aniyan, Yavadvam. All those things, grains are all mentioned. Yeshama Atman Antarhridaye, Aniyan, Vriheva, Yavadvam, Sarshapadvam, Shyamakadvam, Shyamakadandulasvam, all these things are all various grains. That is, the Upasya Devata is smaller than even the grain of barley or rice. This you have conveniently forgotten. Aniya. And not quoted when talking about Ishvara's qualifications. You talked about all big things. This particular qualification of smallness, can you ever fit into Ishvara? Purvapakshi is asking, as I cannot apply certain qualifications of Ishvara to Jiva, you cannot apply the qualifications of smallness, aniyatvam, in size, all these things to Ishvara. These qualifications will fit only to Jivatma, obtaining in the body only, in figurative sense. The Jivatma obtaining in the body, in Sammatra Upanishad, actually Shvetashvatara Upanishad, I already quoted this Upanishad in earlier context. There, the size of Jivatma that is described there. Valagra Shatabhagasya Shatadha Kalpitasya Cham Bhago Jivaha Savigneyaha Sachanantyaya Kalpate. Sacha Anantyaya Kalpate. Size of the Jiva, Jivatma, that is said here. Valaha or Balaha. Balaha means hair. Bal is hair also. Vala agram, for example, you take the hair, a strand of hair, and the tip of the hair, vala agram, because it will be thick at the bottom, at the root, but at the tip it will be very thin. So you take a tip of a hair, and what do? Cut it into 100 portions, and then take the 100th of the cut portion, and then subdivide into 100, or 1/10,000th of tip of hair. So, Yeshonu Ratma Chetasa Veditavyaha Yeshaha Jivatma Anuhu. So, therefore, Aniyan Vrihehe Va. Fit in with Jivaha only. And since, because this is what he says, you take one strand, the strand of hair, cut the tip into 100 portions, and then again take a portion of that, again cut it into 100 portions. Don't ask how it will be done and all that. But Upanishad says, Shastra says that. And subdivided for, so 1/10,000th of the tip of hair is the size of Jivatma. That's what the Upanishad says. So Aniyan Vriheheva, that will all fit with Jivaha only. And since these qualifications do not fit into Ishvara, I say the Upasya Devata should be Jivaha only and not Ishvara. And Sangharacharya says, for us there is no problem at all. Remember, when we say Ishvara is totality, all the individuals are included in Ishvara. And Ishvara could not be included in Jivaha, and Jiva can be included in Ishvara. Ishvara, you cannot include in Jiva. But Jiva can be included in Ishvara because Ishvara includes everything, total. Ishvara's body cannot be included in Jiva, but Jiva's body can be included in Ishvara's. Therefore, the aniyatvam or smallness, that also is property of Ishvara only. Manomayatvam is not only the property of Jiva, and it is the property of Ishvara also. Samashti manomaya. How? Vyakti attributes belong to samashti, total. The individual attributes belong to total also. And samashti attributes cannot be applied to Vyakti, all of them. In Taittiriya Upanishad, we have seen this famous mantra. Sayagesho ontar hridaya akashaha tasminnayam purusho manomayaha amrito hiranmayaha antarena taluke yageshastana iva valambate se endra yonihi yatrasauke shanto vivartate yapokya sirshaka pale. In this place within the heart, that resides, there resides the intelligent, the imperishable, effulgent Purusha, and between the palates, this is all imagination, between the palates, that which hangs, the nipple, that this is called uvula, the one in the throat, we call it, I don't know what is the medical name for that. That is the birthplace of Indra, Indrayonihi, where the root of hair is made to part, opening the skull in the center and all that thing it describes. Here, the Hiranyagarbha Upasana is prescribed in Taittiriya. And Hiranyagarbha's qualification is mentioned, and it says Manomaya is used for Samashti Hiranyagarbha alone. From this it is clear that word Manomaya can be used for Ishvara also, so also Pranamaya and all that. But Satya Sankalpa and all that cannot be used for Jivaha at all. They can be applied only to Ishvara and not to Jiva. Then the fourth sutra, let me just read. Karma kartra vyapadeshacham. So again, the general analysis briefly. In this Sandilya Vidya, there are four mantras, and in the fourth mantra, the palam of Sandilya Vidya is given. So Sandilya Vidya means the upasanam prescribed by Sandilya Rishi, is the guru. As I told in the Chandogya, third chapter, 14th section, the fourth mantra. Yetat Brahma itamidaha pretyam itapretyam abhisambhavitasmiti yasyasyat. In that mantra, that we said, Sandilya Vidya, in that mantra, Yetat Brahma, the Upasya Devata is Brahma. And Yetam itaha pretyam abhisambhavitasmi. The Upasaka will reach the Upasya Devata itaha pretya, after death. Upasaka will reach the Upasya Devata after death. He will have Krama Mukti Palam, we can say. That means Upasaka Jiva, he is the traveler, he is the reacher, we can call, the Kartha, and the Upasya Devata is reached object. Now, Vyasacharya argues, the reacher, the Kartha is Jiva, the subject of reaching, and the Upasya Devata is Karma, the object. Here, what is our debate? The Upasya Devata, the object of reaching is Jiva Atma or Ishvara. Is our controversy. Jiva is the Upasaka, no controversy there. Suppose the object reached is also Jiva, what is the problem? According to Purvapakshi, the subject, the traveler, is also Jiva, and the Upasya Devata is also Jiva, then it amounts to Jiva after death reaches Jiva only. What a great intelligence it is. How can Karta and Karma, the reacher and the reached, be one and the same? Jivaha eva abhisambhavana Karta. Jivaha eva abhisambhavana Karma iti kartru karma virodha doshaha bhavati. This is a logical defect. This is illogical, kartru karma virodha. It cannot happen. The one entity being both subject and object is illogical. Whereas according to our interpretation, that is Siddhanti's interpretation, Manomayaha, Pranashariraha, etc., they are all Ishvara, and the Jiva is doing Ishvara Upasana only, and as a result of this Upasana, he will travel after death through Shuklagati. I hope you remember all that, through Shuklagati and all that things, Sushumna Nadi, all that. Will attain Brahmaloka, gain self-knowledge, and will merge into Ishvara through Krama Mukti. This is the general analysis. Now we will go for the word analysis. This sutra contains two words, Karma, Kartru, Vyapadesha, Cha. Kartru means subject, Karta, and Karma is the object. Vyapadesha means because of the mention, declaration, and Cha means and. That means because of the clear statement of the object of reaching as the Upasya Devata and the subject of reaching as the Upasaka Jivaha. And if you take Upasya Devata also is Jivaha and Upasaka is also Jivaha, then the subject and object will become identical. That means what? Jiva. But if the object were taken as Ishvara, then the Upasaka Jiva can reach Ishvara after Upasana, that is possible. There'll be no logical defect. Therefore, Karma, Kartru, Vyapadeshat, the sutra, because of the distinct mention of object as the Upasya Devata and subject of reaching as Upasaka Jiva. And because of this distinction, distinct mention where Chandogya Upanishad, third chapter, 14th section, fourth mantra, Sandalya Vidya. The portion is Etam Ita Pretyam Abhisambhavita Asmi. That is the mantra which I just read. So the Jiva will reach Upasya Devata after death. That means what? It has to be Ishvara alone. And you cannot say Jiva will reach Jivaha after death. Here also two words are to be supplied to complete the sentence grammatically. Manomayatvadi Visishta Upasyam. That is one word. And Brahma, like the other sutras. So final reading will be what? Manomayatvadi Visishta Upasyam Brahma Karma Kartra Vibadesha Cha. Because Brahman is the object, Jivaha is the subject, and the Cha means adding the next reason, because of this reason also. With this, the fourth sutra is also over. We will take the fifth sutra in the next class. Yo vedadau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaha tasya prakritilinasya parasamaheshwaraha om purnamada purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva avasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.